I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio with South Carolina Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 1 to 2% of children and teens have sleep apnea, but many cases go undetected. To talk about this sleep disorder is Dr. Maria Riva, director of the MUSC Children's Hospital Sleep Medicine Program. Dr. Riva, first of all, what is sleep apnea?
Sleep apnea is a fairly common condition in children and can result in severe complication if left untreated. It involves episodes of intermittent blockage of the airways during which the child cannot breathe. And in more severe cases, it can also result in drop of the oxygen in the blood.
And what are the typical symptoms for a child or a teen who has sleep apnea?
The typical symptoms are chronic snoring, difficulty breathing at night, gasps to breathe, restlessly sleeping in awkward positions like sitting up sometimes, and even bedwetting. Now, there are also symptoms during the day that can be present, which include hyperactivity, sleepiness, fatigue, behavior, and learning problems sometimes. And parents will wisely discuss the symptoms with the pediatrician, and the pediatrician then will send the child for a referral to a sleep specialist.
Is this one of the sleep disorders that you typically see at the sleep program at MUSC?
Yes, yes.
And what usually brings parents in with their child? One of these symptoms that you just mentioned that they're wondering about?
Usually is the chronic snoring and sometimes the learning and difficulties with behavior during the day.
But do all children who have snoring issues end up with sleep apnea or no?
About 10% of the children snore and only 1 to 2% have sleep apnea.
Now, how is this diagnosed?
The diagnosis is done with an overnight sleep study, which include recording several physiologic parameters at the same time, including the heart rate, respiratory rate, which is the breathing rate, nasal airflow, chest and abdominal movements, sleep stages, and so on.
And what is the treatment if indeed a teenager or a child has sleep apnea?
For mild cases of sleep apnea, sometimes medications are sufficient, like decongestant and anti-inflammatory medications, like nasal sprays. For moderate and severe cases, typically surgery can be indicated if there are large tonsils and adenoids, for example. Or if no surgical procedure is indicated, then continuous positive airway pressure, so-called CPAP, treatment is the best choice.
And is this a disorder that often shows itself early in childhood or later towards the teen years?
It can actually present at any age. And there are risk factors. Children that have large tonsils and adenoids may be at increased risk, or children with narrow upper airway passages in genetic condition, for example, Down syndrome, or children that have decreased muscle tone like muscular dystrophies.
Dr. Riva, thank you so much for providing this update about sleep apnea in childhood.
You're welcome. It is my pleasure.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.